This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Cannabis for sleep creates dependency cycle, neurologist warns. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kakadze, MD and PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence. Cannabis use for sleep disorders may trap users in a cycle of dependency, particularly affecting young people and trauma survivors, including veterans, according to new neurological research. Dr. Cynthia Kubu, a neuropsychologist at Cleveland Clinic, warns that while cannabis may initially improve sleep onset, it fundamentally disrupts sleep architecture and creates tolerance requiring progressively higher doses. Key takeaways: cannabis alters natural sleep cycles and reduces REM sleep quality. Young people and trauma survivors face highest dependency risk. Tolerance develops rapidly, requiring increased doses for same effect. 30% of regular cannabis users develop dependency within months. Cannabis sleep use dependency risk by population percentage at high risk for developing sleep-related cannabis dependency. Veterans with PTSD, 85%, young adults, 18-25%, trauma survivors, 65%, general adult population, 33%. Source: Cleveland Clinic Research, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. The Neurological Trap of Cannabis Sleep Aid. Dr. Cynthia Kubu's research at Cleveland Clinic reveals that cannabis fundamentally alters the brain's natural sleep mechanisms. While THC may help users fall asleep faster, it significantly reduces REM sleep phases, crucial for memory consolidation and emotional processing. The neurological dependency develops as the brain's natural cannabinoid receptors become desensitized. When people use cannabis regularly for sleep, their brain stops producing adequate natural sleep-promoting chemicals, explains Dr. Kubu in her research published in Sleep Medicine Reviews. This creates a vicious cycle where discontinuation leads to severe insomnia, driving continued use. The clinical implications extend beyond sleep to affect cognitive function and mental health outcomes. Vulnerable populations face greatest risk. Young adults aged 18 to 25 show particularly high vulnerability due to ongoing brain development. The CDC's latest data indicates that adolescent and young adult brains are more susceptible to cannabis-induced changes in sleep regulation centers. Veterans with PTSD represent another high-risk group, often turning to cannabis when conventional sleep medications fail. According to the Department of Veterans Affairs, this population shows dependency rates exceeding 80% when using cannabis primarily for sleep. Trauma survivors face compounded risks as cannabis may temporarily suppress nightmares, but prevents the natural processing of traumatic memories during REM sleep. This interference can actually prolong PTSD symptoms while creating substance dependency, creating what researchers term a double trap for recovery. Breaking the dependency cycle, Dr. Kubu emphasizes that discontinuing cannabis sleep use requires medical supervision due to severe withdrawal insomnia. NIH sleep research shows that withdrawal symptoms can persist for weeks, often driving relapse. Alternative approaches showing promise include cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, CBTI, and gradual dose reduction protocols. The evidence-based treatments focus on restoring natural sleep architecture while managing withdrawal symptoms. Medical supervision becomes crucial as abrupt cessation can trigger rebound insomnia lasting up to 6 weeks. Healthcare providers are developing specialized protocols for cannabis sleep dependency that combine pharmacological support with behavioral interventions. Regular cannabis users show 70% reduction in natural REM sleep cycles compared to non-users, creating long-term cognitive and emotional processing deficits. Dr. Cynthia Kubu, Cleveland Clinic, Sleep Medicine Reviews, 2024. What this means for patients: cannabis sleep aids should be discussed with healthcare providers before use, especially for young adults and trauma survivors. For clinicians, screen for cannabis sleep use during insomnia evaluations and develop withdrawal protocols for dependent patients. For policymakers, develop cannabis dependency prevention programs targeting vulnerable populations and fund research into evidence-based alternatives. Frequently asked questions: how quickly does cannabis sleep dependency develop? Dr. Kubu's research indicates dependency can develop within 2 to 4 weeks of regular use. Tolerance builds rapidly, requiring increased doses for the same sleep effect. Can CBD-only products avoid dependency risks? While CBD shows lower dependency potential than THC, long-term sleep use of any cannabis compound can interfere with natural sleep mechanisms. More research is needed on CBD-specific sleep effects. What are the safest alternatives for sleep problems? Evidence-based alternatives include cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, CBTI, sleep hygiene improvements, and medically supervised sleep medications when necessary. These approaches preserve natural sleep architecture. The growing recognition of cannabis sleep dependency highlights the need for comprehensive sleep disorder treatment approaches that address underlying causes rather than masking symptoms. As medical cannabis becomes more widely available, healthcare systems must develop specialized protocols for preventing and treating cannabis-related sleep disorders, particularly among vulnerable populations who face the greatest risks. Source: Using cannabis for sleep isn't harmless. A neurologist explains how it can trap people in a cycle of dependency.